43. The thrum inside her mind. Miss Hakandottir stood near the burning torches at the doorway to the temple. She opened and closed her metal hand, watching her fingers very closely. They were definitely moving more slowly. The little finger at times actually became stuck in position, and she had to unlock it with her other hand. It was the humidity in this horrid rainforest. She should have brought Dr. Hyde with her. He had created this appendage. This was the first time in years that she had had any difficulty with it. Well, Visser, with his little keys and clockwork knowledge, could fix it temporarily. She gazed into the darkness of the temple. Each hour that passed without discovering the god-face grew more frustrating. The guildmaster had expected her to return to land at Etna with their prize weeks ago. Whenever the Prometheus returned from their ship with supplies, there were new telegrams asking about progress. Progress? Progress? It was impossible in this backward, overgrown hellhole. She had sent 3 soldiers into the temple in the last 3 days. One had climbed as high as he could up the cliff face and thrown himself screaming to his death. The second had fled into the forest. They'd found his body hours later, a spear in his back. The third was in the medical tent, tied to a cot and singing lullabies. Lullabies! There was no point in sending another soldier inside. They had weak minds. The tincture that kept them obedient affected their brains in too many ways. And where had Mr. Socrates gone? To the port? Now that she thought about it, she couldn't conceive of his giving up. But she had lost sight of the enemy airship during the battle with Modo. She didn't think he could have gotten his pitiful airship limping back to port. He would have had to set down, but the rainforest hid its secrets far too well. She stared through the rectangular doorway into the dark passage that led inside the mountain. It taunted her now, had done so for days. Somewhere, beyond whatever traps the Egyptians had left, was the god face. She believed she could hear a low thrum coming out of the darkness, a sign of whatever power lay hidden in the tomb. Or was it her imagination? Was she also becoming unhinged? Not likely. She was stronger than that.
Visser!
She shouted.
Visser!
A moment later he bounded up the stone steps. The man never slept. He was such a small fellow, his spidery fingers always drumming on his sides. His eyes and bird-like movements reminded her of the falcons he carried around. Rows of keys jangled along his belt.
Yes, Miss Hakandottir. Please, make my hand perform properly. Tomorrow morning we shall make the appropriate preparations, and I will enter the temple.
He was silent for a moment.
If you don't emerge, or return incapacitated, do you have orders? You won't need orders, she said, for you and your lovely falcons will be accompanying me.
She was pleased to see him shiver a little. So, the cold-blooded killer wasn't so fearless.
We will emerge sane, she promised. Now, make these fingers work.